Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a difference in our communities. This is my education series, y'all, so listen, stick with me, be here with me. It is so informational, okay? I have got to welcome you all back. Miss Shay, she here with me. You here with me?
I am here.
She here with me. We about to get back into this, okay?
Come on.
I am truly grateful to be connected with you to learn more about your journey. You're certainly someone who's passionate about beauty and helping others to feel beautiful, giving them a sound mind, because I understand your education is beyond cosmetology. You also have a degree in psychology.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. It means a lot to support you and your future beauty service professionals. I know that you're going to pour into them so well, and your passion shines through. So with that being said, I just want to dive right in. Tell us more about 33 and a Third Academy. How did you come up with the vision? How did you bring it to life?
Oh, wow. So I've always wanted my own school. Once I realized what I wanted to do, I had a passion for, of course, I got my licenses. It was never 33 and a Third, but I'm gonna tell you what's funny. I have three kids, and that's gonna play into a part. And I used to always tell my kids when they was growing up, mommy's gonna be wealthy, and one day I'm gonna leave y'all 33 and a Third. And if y'all fight over it, I'm gonna come back and haunt y'all. Now that was when they was growing up. Never ever thought about that again. 2021 came around, and my life changed in a way that I never imagined. I wanted to not throw in a towel, but you know how you believe and you're faithful and you know certain things and you're like, okay, God, you didn't tell me about this one. You kept this one from me because you knew how I would respond. And something happened in my life and it's going to go into the threes. And I always wanted my school, and every time I tried to open up my school, I couldn't open it up because the people that I was trying to open it up with, God wouldn't allow me to, because it just wasn't purpose, it wasn't timing, and he knew that I wasn't going to mash with the people that I was trying to. But I was trying to do it anyway. And then when I realized, don't force the issue. You'll get it when you're supposed to. And like I said, when I was going through it in 2021, someone had brought me to the building. And when I came into the building, I was like, oh, no, indeed. It's 6,000 square feet. You have lost your mind. God, this is not what you're telling me to do. And I went back home. And again, I am a prayer warrior. And I speak and I dream. And my grandson visited me. And I'll tell you about those threes. Reason why I named it 33 and a Third, I told you why, because I used to play about I was going to leave my kids 33 and a Third. But it really played a meaning to it because, again, like I said, God speaks to me in threes.
Right.
And the first three is I'm the eldest of three girls. My mother had three girls and she wanted boys, but she got three girls. The second three is I have three children that are in their 30s, all of them. And then the sad part is still a blessing in disguise, because we don't know what our creator does. My grandson, which is my only daughter's son, passed away in 2021 on Memorial Day weekend. And I wasn't there. And I think if I was there, I guess I would have tried to stop what God had planned. And we always ask the question, why? But I've never asked the question, why? Because I know my creator. Let me tell you something. Being in that dark place of not being able to minister to your own child, because you're always being able to rescue your child. However, this time I couldn't do nothing. My hands were so tied, Miss Tamika, it wasn't even funny. So it took me to a place of, wow, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute, God, this is not the relationship that we had. And I had to realize it still had purpose. So after I seen the building, I went home and I had a vision. My grandson came to visit me and he dreamed a vision. He said, Grandma, you have to walk in. Literally, my grandson walked me to the front of that door, 7207 Turner Lake Road, Northwest, Covington, Georgia, 30014. And he walked away. And I said, what are you doing? He said, Grandma, you're going to walk in. You got to walk in. This is where your journey begins for your second half. You're going to change lives. Lives are going to be changed here. This is your healing place that you've been asking for. And I walked in. And when I walked in, it became something amazing. It became something so powerful. And I believe in quality over quantity.
Right.
I don't believe anybody is supposed to be here. And because of what the way I speak, I ask my creator. I know what I'm supposed to do, but always equip me in being able to do it. So 33 and a third came about of a name that I was playing with my kids.
For so long.
For so long. And then it came to fruition. Of a manifestation that I had been speaking even out of pain. Pain without the scars. The pain is there. I'll never forget my grandson, Xavier Eze. We call him Fat Fat. And that goes back to all the names. You said, may I call you Miss Shannon? Absolutely. My students call me Miss Shay. I do music. My name is Lady Payne. And when I preach my grandson's eulogy, my grandson had about 15 names that everybody gave him. Why? Because it's all of the personality and the character that he had.
That's right.
3 years old. That's his grandmother. I don't only teach, I pour into my students. I pour into my clients.
That's right.
And being able to give clients and students more than just what they're getting as far as a license, I'm making them understand who they are.
Right.
And go forth in it.
You're giving them a journey themselves.
Yeah.
You're able, just your ability to speak on everything and to deliver so much passion, that's what's going to help every student that comes into your academy. It's just your life experience, your background is what's going to drive and inspire so many people.
And again, our testimony is not ours.
It's not. What you're doing is so needed in today's industry, from your educational background, from psychology and understanding people, their thought process, how they think, and how to be able to talk to people to help them to process it for themselves, and being able to teach them what they need when it comes to beauty and barbering, cosmetology, hair, nails. You are able to deliver a quality, enriching, hands-on, and life skill experience at 33 in a third academy, and I just thank you, you know, for coming on and sharing your inspirational story with us, and also making a place where people can go to achieve their visions and their mission, and being able to be a community barber or community hairstylist, someone that works for others, someone that serves others. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I thank you for being obedient.
That's exactly what I'm doing, okay? Now that our listeners know what you're all about, how can they support the incredible work that you're doing? And looking ahead, also, are there any upcoming events where people can get involved or learn more about 33 and a Third Beauty and Barber Academy? Now, it's about Miss Shay, Miss Shannon Mitchell. Go ahead and tell them.
I am so excited about all the events and all the things that we're doing for the community. We have our makeup battle coming up on May 4th. That's a Sunday at 1 p.m. And then we have our summer program for the young adults, the young 33 and a Third entrepreneurs from the age of 13 to 17 that are not able to go into cosmetology and barbering licensing right now, but we can teach them the history of it. So we're doing that as a summer program. Excited about it, that as well, because God is just moving us into a place. Yes.
And is, for sure. Share the school location again, social media, website, email, enrollment info. How can the community support and or join the academy?
Our website is 33.3barberbeautyacademy.com. You can go on there, search the website, and get our tuition program and our start date. Our address is 7207 Turner Lake Road, Northwest, Covington, Georgia, 30014. Our telephone number is 470-444-1038. Our IG is 33.3barberinbeauty. Our Facebook is spelled out 33BBALLC. My Instagram is Shannon, shannon.cowan, C-O-W-A-N. My biggest thing is we just got VA accepted. We are accepting certificate of ability. We are enrolling for Master Barber, Master Cosmetology, Esthetician, Nail Tech, and Student Instructor. So
this
33 and a third is out there.
Listen to her, y'all. She's trying to put you all on in Covington, Georgia and surrounding areas. Anywhere you are in the world, if you just want to come and be a a part of this amazing Beauty and Barber Academy.
You just come and let the students, give them an opportunity to practice. You know, that's what we're here for.
Especially the summer program.
Are very great.
Especially the summer program. Did you all hear what she said? She got a summer program for those in the ages of 13 to 17, I want to say.
Yes, ma'am.
That may not have the opportunity to go into school, but they can get the education they need now to go ahead and go into that once they do graduate and they're already pre-knowledge. You can't beat that. That's the summer internship that I needed to know about. Tell your friends, tell your cousins, them people that be doing hair in the back of the house, them people that be doing hair in the bathroom, them people that be cutting hair. All of them, tell them to look up 33 and 3rd Barber and Beauty Academy. Okay, look them up.
The website is 33.3barberbeautyacademy.com.
Ms. Shay?
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your heart, your mission,
and
the incredible journey of 33 and the 3rd Barber and Beauty Academy with us today. Your dedication to educating and empowering beauty professionals is truly inspiring to me, and I'm so happy to be a part of your movement. It's going to surpass us. I just know it, okay?
Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I really do.
Thank you again for joining me here on The Voice on the King. I look forward to continuing my own journey in aesthetics education and to supporting the amazing work happening at your academy.
Workshop.
You know it. You know it. Y'all, listen. If you want to know how to do eyebrows all natural, no wax, no thread, you can only book me through 33 and the 3rd Barber and Beauty Academy.
Yes.
You can't book me direct. You got to book me
through her. Yes.
You have to sign up on the wait list. All right?
Yes. Come on. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. Remember to keep spreading love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise, okay? Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com and be sure to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.